Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. At breakfast.
Here you are, Archie.
What is this I'm drinking here?
Oh, that's a new brand of coffee I bought. It's 97% caffeine-free.
Caffeine-free? If it ain't got caffeine in it, it ain't coffee. How much did you pay for this slop?
$1.49.
You paid $1.49 for no caffeine? I can pay the same $1.49 and get caffeine.
But caffeine ain't good for you. It don't let you sleep.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to sleep. That's why I drink caffeine. I want to stay up.
But Archie, I saved a lot of money on this coffee. $1 off with the coupon.
That's good. Then you won't lose so much when you throw it out.
Gloria comes in.
Is there any more coffee, Mom?
What? Your father don't like it.
No, I think it's good.
Now, do me a favor, Edith. No more of these crummy bargains, huh?
But what will I do with all these coupons I got? See? It's full again, and inside is your windfall from Clara Goodbars. I wonder if she got her job because of her name. Not the Clara part, the Goodbars. The way some people's name just suits the business they're in. Like God's name is just perfect.
Well, you see, Ma, that's because you're brought up hearing that name. You're used to that word.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really? If you were taught that God's name was, let's say, Chair, you'd be calling him Chair.
Get out of here. You can't get people into a church to worship a chair. People go to church to worship God. That's why they call him God.
It depends on what word you brought up on, Daddy. See, the Chinese people think the perfect name for God is Buddha.
You know, she's getting to sound more and more like you every day, meathead.
Thanks for the compliment, Daddy.
This is a compliment, Daddy. Let me ask you something, Professor, which I ain't putting through school. Can you think of a better name for God than God? And don't give me no Buddha.
Well, how about Jehovah from the Old Testament?
No good.
Why not?
Because he wasn't no real God. Them old Bible heaps just called him Jehovah because that was their way for the boss.
Michael gazes numbly at Archie.
Well, what are you looking at?
You know, it's amazing how someone can be so consistently wrong. Believe the things you say.
Because you're an atheist. You don't believe nothing about religion.
Remember what they say when they sneeze.
Edith serves Michael breakfast and stands beside the table in her apron, grinning. Archie frowns up at her.
Who's that, Edith?
The Chinese. I mean, do they say God bless you or Buddha bless you?
You really want to know? The chinks just sneeze and say nothing. They can't speak English.
Why couldn't they say Buddha bless you in Chinese?
Because they don't say that. That's why. They say, they say anything at all, it's sayonara.
That's Japanese.
Same thing.
Same thing.
What are you talking about? You put a Jap and a chink together, you're gonna tell me which is which?
I That's right, because I'd find out about them. I talk to them as individuals.
Sure, you talk to them. You'd say, which one of you guys is the chink?
I don't believe it. He's making me crazy.
Ignore it, Michael. Ignore him. Shouldn't we be getting ready anyway? I mean, we're going to the museum.
Listen to this. Now, will you tell me something, Edith? Why would any normal person want to go to the museum on his day off?
For this, Arch. Something you know absolutely nothing about. Culture.
Oh, look at this. No wonder he's getting himself all excited. It's one of his own here. A Pollock art exhibit.
Archie studies Michael's brochure.
That's Pollock. Jackson Pollock. He happens to be a great American artist.
Well, he sure paints Polish. Look at this. Splashes and smears of paint over everything here. What do you mean? A monkey could do that. Great American artist, there ain't a tree or a flag or a president in the whole damn book.
I'd explain it to you, Arch, but first you'd have to move your brain ahead 2 centuries.
Why don't you take a short walk on a long pier?
Hey, you can't even get that right. It's why don't you take a long walk on a short pier?
Then do that.
Archie leaves the kitchen, and Michael shakes his head.
Come on, Gloria, let's go.
Okay. Oh, Gloria, Mike! Would you mind mailing this letter when you go downtown? I've been meaning to mail it for a week.
Sure, Ma.
It's a funny thing about mailing a letter. When you remember to mail it, you ain't near a mailbox. And when you're near a mailbox, you don't remember.
Yeah, I never thought of that. But then why should I?
Archie brings down a shoebox.
Edith, I'm in torture here with these shoes. Where are you going?
We're going to the museum.
Well, just wait a minute. You've got an errand to do for me.
Oh, what?
Edith, these fancy new no-lace shoes here, they're killing me. Now, you were with me when I buy these things. Why'd you let me buy them?
Well, they look fine.
Well, they ain't fine.
Oh, they look fine from the outside.
The outside ain't where they hurt me, either. Now, you two, just wait a second here. You're going to have to take these shoes. You're going to have to get them stretched for me.
All right, let's have them.
But, Archie, what are you going to wear? Your other shoes are being half-soled.
Well, I'll have to wear my good shoes, that's all.
Your Tom McCann's?
What do you want me to do? Walk around barefoot? Like them weirdo friends that your daughter used to have hanging around?
My friends are not weirdos, and it doesn't make a person a weirdo just because he walks barefoot.
God made feet to be worn in shoes. Going barefoot ain't civilized.
What are you saying? Wearing shoes is the only thing that makes a person civilized?
That's right, buddy. Shoes and pants. All them old missionaries, that's what they've done. The first thing with the natives, put shoes on them and pants on them and tie them at the Christians.
I don't think Jesus wore shoes.
Satan, he wore shoes all the time, except for that one time he went walking on the water there.
Archie hands Michael the shoes.
All right, now on your way to the museum, take the shoes to the store.
All right.
Now where you're running away, you ain't got the sales slip, right? Get them the sales slip, baby.
Oh, yeah, I put it in my purse.
You are a religion. You don't even know how to take a pair of shoes back.
Yeah, I think it's in here somewhere.
Oh, here we go, the mystery grab bag here. Look at all the stuff you got in the bag. What are you doing, a whole crowd of paper clips here? Look at this. A gum wrap and no gum in it? Need it? Why do you carry this junk with you?
Here it is. I found it.
Hey, Ma. Where'd you get these lottery tickets?
Oh, I forgot all about them.
Harlan. You got lottery tickets here? Let me see them there. Edith, lottery tickets. 4 tickets, 50 cents each. That's $2.
Hey, you did that all without a pencil and paper.
Button your face there.
Daddy, there's no harm in a little bet every now and then.
No, and you win big money prizes. Remember Mrs. Bellini did?
No, what the hell did she ever win?
Oh, she won 2 church raffles, $10, and a chair cushion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The famous chair cushion that nobody could sit on because it had an embroidered picture of the Pope on it.
Is that why? always thought it was because it was Anthony Quinn.
Use your common sense, will you? It ain't blast team used to sit on Anthony Quinn's face.
Still, it ain't nice. Come on, did you know that these tickets are 10 months old?
Yeah, I forgot I had them.
Well, Ma, did you ever check to see if they won anything?
No, I just put them in my pocketbook and forgot all about them.
Oh, sure, easy come, easy go. The $2 could have been in the bank and an interest.
Come on, it's two measly dollars. Didn't you ever bet on anything?
Yes. I bet that my daughter would marry a human being, and I lost.
Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. Would you mind dropping some clothes at the cleaners on your way to the subway?
No, Mom, we don't mind.
I'll be right down.
I can't get over it. Eat it, buying lottery tickets.
I bet you wouldn't be complaining if Maud won.
Ah, nobody ever wins on them lotteries.
Hey, it says here that these tickets are valid up to 1 year after the purchase.
Forget it.
But how would you know what the winning number was way back then?
Well, you just call a candy store. See, they sell lottery tickets. They probably have a list of all the winning numbers for the past year.
What's the first prize?
$50,000.
Well, think what you could do with all of that.
I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. Eat it. Wear it atomic hands.
What, Archie?
I said eat it. Bring down my dirt shoes.
I'm sorry, Archie. I didn't hear you. I was in the closet getting you good shoes. What did you say?
Nothing.
Here's the cleaning, Mike.
Please, I can't hear what the man's saying.
Who is she talking to?
She's calling about the lottery tickets.
She's wasting her time just like you wasted our money.
But Archie,
stop wasting.
Why, you did it. You did it.
The last four numbers match.
What?
The last four numbers is $500.
What?
$500.
What?
Daddy, the last four numbers match. This ticket's a winner.
The last four numbers here?
Yeah.
He told you on the phone?
Yeah.
A winner?
Yeah.
$500.
Yeah.
$500.
Sure, you changed it too fast. A second ago, you were against it.
Oh, you don't hear me being against no $500 there, me, Ned.
Daddy, a minute ago, you were bawling Ma out.
Yeah, well, a minute ago, she was a loser. Now she's a winner. Don't argue with me. Let me figure how I'm going to spend these five bills.
Daddy, that's Ma's money. She bought these tickets.
What are you talking about? She wouldn't have found the ticket if it wasn't for my tight shoes up there. Right, eat it. Right, eat it. Eat it. What are you doing on the phone?
I'm talking.
Oh, you want to let the whole world know you got a winning ticket here?
Just Louise Jefferson.
The worst person of all. And people will be beating on the tom-toms the whole neighborhood. Put that phone down.
I'll see you
Put
later,
that phone
Louise.
Down. Put that phone down. Put that phone down. Now, come on. Get your hat and coat. We got to get down the lottery.
What for?
We're going to cash in this ticket
right
now.
Oh, no, we got no right to claim that money, Archie. We can't do that.
Why not?
We got no right to claim that money.
Don't be bothering me with details, will you?
He goes out.
Archie, that ticket don't belong to us.
As Edith stands in the open doorway, Archie slowly returns, clasping the door frame with one hand.
What was that?
That ticket don't belong to
what
us.
What was that?
That time!
Edith, wait a minute. You paid for the ticket, so the ticket belonged to us.
No, Archie, that ticket ain't ours.
Will you try and make sense?
Ma, if it's not yours, whose is it?
It's Mr. Jefferson's. I just told Louise Jefferson the good news. She was so happy she'll be here any minute.
Edith. If this is Jefferson's ticket, how come it turned up in your place?
Because Mr. Jefferson won't wear his rubbers in the rain.
Archie raises his eyebrow, then squints, baffled.
He's just like you, Archie. He won't take an umbrella. He won't wear his
rubbers. I'm talking about the ticket, Edith.
Yes, I'm getting to that. Remember when we had the big rainstorm?
I'm talking about the ticket,
Edith. And everything got flooded and we got all that water in our basement.
I'm talking about the ticket, Edith.
Daddy, don't you know by now you gotta let Ma tell her story in her own way?
I know, but I ain't got time. I gotta go to work on Monday morning. Edith, collect your thoughts, huh? Get over there. Sit in the chair. Used to. Get over there on the sofa.
Oh, boy, we'll never get to the museum.
Just clam up. Don't say nothing until I get to the bottom of all of this. Now, eat it. Eat it. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing that don't have nothing to do with this here ticket. And I want to hear it fast.
Well, Louise asked me if I would, and I said I would, and I did, and I forgot him.
Archie gazes steadily at Edith, still waiting. Then shakes his head and blinks.
That's too fast. Now I'm going to give you leave to fill it in, Edith. But have mercy on me, please, will you? Go.
Well, Mr. Jefferson went out without his rubbers and he came home with the flu. And Louise had to take care of him and she couldn't get out. So I was going out to do some shopping and I asked her if I could get her something and she said yes. A dozen eggs, a half a pound of margarine, a 2-pound can of coffee.
Archie buries his head in his armchair, still staring at Edith. Archie's eyes roll back in his head, and he circles his hand for her to continue.
Well, here comes the ticket pod.
Archie sits up.
Just as I was going out the door, Louise asked me if I would buy 4 lottery tickets. George always buys them. And I said, yes, I could, so I did. And I put them in my purse, and I forgot them. Does that answer your question?
Right, you're done fine. Don't say no more. What I gotta do now is figure a way to straighten this thing out so we don't lose nothing. See that?
Turning, Archie notices Michael and Gloria watching skeptically from the couch.
And the first thing that's gotta happen is you two get out to the museum.
What is this gonna be, another one of your devious plots?
Don't argue with me. Hey, come on, Gloria, get him and get him out of here.
No, Daddy, not right now. I want to wait till Mrs. Jefferson gets here so I can see the look on her face when she gets her winning ticket.
That could be 2-3 hours from now.
Ma said they'd be here any minute.
Well, the way them people shuffle along, they'll never make it.
Will you stop with the stereotypes? Black people don't shuffle, they walk like everyone else.
Well, then will you kindly walk like everyone else and walk the hell out that door?
Fine. Come on, Gloria, let's go.
Head over to take them shoes back to that store.
Okay.
As Michael leaves, Gloria lazily struts past Archie to the door.
What are you doing?
Just shuffling on out, Daddy.
Staring after them, Archie shuts the door and smooths his forehead, then waves the ticket at Edith.
Now, Edith, let me tell you what we're going to do when the Jeffersons get here, see? You're just going to give them back the money for the ticket.
Oh, no, Archie, you mean give them the ticket. They got to go down and claim the $500 themselves.
No, not the ticket. Now, listen. Now, let me explain it to you very, very carefully, Edith. All you gotta do, see, is give Mrs. Jefferson back the $2 that she give you to buy that ticket.
But she never give me $2, Archie. I laid it out for her.
Edith, just do what I...
He grimaces at her.
You laid out the money for her then?
Yeah. I'm sure she would have paid me if I had given her the tickets, but she forgot about it just like I did.
So you paid with your own money for that damn ticket?
Yeah.
And you got...
Archie dances to his chair.
What the hell are we worried about? If you pay for the ticket with your own money, then that means it's our ticket no matter who you think you bought it for.
No, Archie, the ticket belongs to Louise. Oh, that must be Louise.
I'll get it. Sit down. Down.
Edith meekly tucks the ticket in her apron.
Stay in that chair. Don't say nothing. Nothing at all. I'll handle it, see? Shh.
Here we are.
Come on in.
Oh, Edith, isn't it exciting?
Hello, Mrs. Bunker.
Hello, Jefferson, I got good news for you. The $2 that you owe Edith for buying a lottery ticket a long time ago, well, you're off the hook for it, you don't have to pay us.
$2? Bunker, you got a real great sense of humor. Let me say right here and now that I take back most of the things I've been thinking about you. Now, where are the tickets?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jefferson, hold it. You ain't gonna get no ticket.
But, Archie!
Bunker, what are you trying to pull?
I ain't trying to pull nothing. That winning ticket belongs to us.
Bunker, your wife bought those tickets for my brother, now hand them over.
Jefferson, possession is 9/10 of the law. And being as how we laid out the money for the tickets, that adds up to the other 9/10.
Bunker, you're a thief!
What do you mean, a thief? Suppose the shoe was on the other foot. Suppose you had the tickets and I come to you, what would you do?
I'd give them to you.
Well, I got them already, so what the hell are you hollering at?
Edith takes Louise into the kitchen, leaving the men alone.
Bunker, I want that ticket.
Oh, geez, I want to be vice president of the world, but we all have our little disappointments, you know?
Bunker, you ain't gonna get away with this. You've been cheating us for 400 years.
What are you talking about? You've only been on the block for 2 years.
I'm talking about how you white people come to Africa to steal us, and then when you was through stealing us, and we went around to watch her, you stole our whole country.
I never even been to Africa.
Neither had I, and that's your fault, too.
In the kitchen.
Louise, I gotta apologize for Archie.
Oh, that's all right, Edith. Henry isn't exactly a diplomat, either.
But Archie thinks that it's his ticket.
Edith, suppose we just share the money 50-50.
Oh, no, yes, Louise, yes, I bought it for you. You can pay me the $2, but I bought the ticket for you.
Yeah, but
if you hadn't asked me, I wouldn't have bought it at all. It's your ticket.
In the living room.
No, Jefferson, there ain't no sense in talking to you anymore. The best thing you can do with what are you doing in my chair?
Henry crosses his arms.
Jefferson, get out of my chair.
I am not budging from this chair until I get that ticket.
I'm going to call the cops on you, Jefferson.
Go ahead. Call the cops.
What is this?
Man's in my chair. I got to call the cops to get him out of my chair.
Oh,
man is trespassing all over my house in my chair. I'm going to call the cops.
Come on, Henry. Let's go.
Louise, I said it before. I'll say it again. I am not budging from this chair until I get that ticket.
She shows him the ticket.
Last morning, Jefferson. I'm calling the cops.
All right. I'm going.
Calling the cops, Jefferson.
The Jeffersons hurry out.
Cops over here. They're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said a lot. See that? See? And people are all the same. Always putting up the big front. But the minute you holler cop, same old story. It's feet do your stuff.
Archie, I got something to tell you.
Save it, Edith. We got to get down to the lottery office and cash in that ticket right now. Oh, look who's back.
Bunker, me and Louise was talking it over, and we decided, well, maybe we should split the money 50-50.
Listen to this guy wants to split the money 50-50. Are you kidding, Jefferson? The answer to that is no. I'll spell it to you, N-O, no.
Are you sure?
I certainly am.
Henry beams.
I was hoping you'd say that, Bob.
He scurries away again, leaving Archie perplexed.
Can you figure them people out? You tell them something's supposed to make them as mad as hell, but they bust out in a smile.
I wish you was able to do that, Archie.
Hey, the guy can smile any time. Why did you say that?
Because I gave Louise the lottery ticket.
What was that?
I gave Louise the lottery.
What was that?
I gave... Archie, look at the present Mrs. Jefferson gave us. $100 gift certificate.
My,
hey, that's sensational.
That's really nice.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me them people is being fair. I take a look at this here.
Archie studies the card.
There it is, gift certificate. This entitles bearer to $100 worth of merchandise at...
He sneers.
Jeanette's Dress and Lingerie Shop. Geez, that's a hell of a windfall for me, huh?
Sighing, Archie returns the card to Edith. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by Don Nickel. Script consultant Don Nickel. story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West, executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Melvin Stewart, Henry Jefferson. Isabel Sanford, Mrs. Jefferson. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1972, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.